Penguin Audio presents Dead Silence by Randy Wainwright. Read by George Guidel. Prologue. Sanibel Island, Florida. On a moonless winter night, after working late in the lab, Marion Ford anchored his boat and swam to a yacht owned by a killer. Ford wore swim fins, a black wool cap and cargo pants. His glasses were around his neck on fishing line, as usual. He had a tactical light in one pocket, a broken wristwatch in another. Aboard the 43-foot Viking was a man named Bern Heller. Heller had played 2 years in the NFL, then sold Cadillacs while living a secret life as a serial rapist. He'd murdered a Cuban fishing guide, one of Ford's friends. Heller was free after 11 months in Rayford, spent lifting weights, talking sports with the brothers, waiting for his idiot attorneys to get him a retrial. Sometimes, alone in his cell, Bern would fantasize about women, the noise they made when they'd given up, a mewing sound, the way their thighs went limp, total submission. After years on steroids, remembering that sound was the only way it worked, unless Bern had his fingers on a real live girl. Something he planned to do soon. Ford had spotted Bern that afternoon. Huge man, beer in hand, Bermuda shorts and an orange ankle monitor that looked heavy. Ford had approached, smiling, thinking Bern might take a swing, but hoping he wouldn't, because Ford knew then, looking into the crazy man's eyes, what he would do.